Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to an episode of Sex and Happiness. It's really my pleasure to do this every week, and I love it because I learn, I think, just as much as you learn by listening to the shows. I have expanded my awareness and my capacity for happiness and my capacity for experimentation 100-fold since I began doing this show, and I hope you can say the same. So with that, I want to tell you a little bit about my guest today. We're going to be talking about the topic of shame. And I love this topic. I've never covered this topic before. Her name is Bianca Saya, and she is a kinky poly-aware therapist. She especially enjoys working with clients that have a hard time finding acceptance, not only within themselves, but from the society as a whole. People like homosexuals, bisexuals, transgender, and queer people. She's also very enthusiastic to work with clients that have chosen a largely misunderstood lifestyle, such as BDSM, both practitioners and fetishists and polyamorists. Her mission is to help people understand and eventually make peace with those parts that they judge and hide. The parts that make them feel defensive, unworthy, ashamed, alone, and stuck. And that is a tall order, so welcome to the show, Bianca.
Thank you very much, Lori Handlers. Yes, it is. I guess it is.
It's a very tall order. I mean, I have only interviewed one other therapist who worked with, I think, people in the BDSM world or maybe in the poly world, but that's it. And no one has had a resume statement like you have. I hope that the people who started listening to my show who fall into any of those misunderstood categories are still listening, because I've certainly had quite an array of shows on, but you seem to cover it all, so I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you very much, and I mean, I hope those that fall in and outside of those lines stay in so we can improve understanding amongst all of us.
Yes, I hope so too. Especially, I'm interviewing you now 1 week after gay marriage was approved by the United States government.
That's
and
right.
I don't actually believe in marriage myself, so I'm not sure that I think it's such a victory, but I know it's a victory in terms of being able to visit loved ones in the hospital, being able to collect insurance, all kinds of legal things that make a difference to people when they're in love.
Yeah, especially giving them the choice, right?
Exactly.
Because before they didn't have the choice. Now they have, and yes.
Exactly.
It's a big choice that has other good sides and bad sides, but for the practical parts of things, it's a victory for sure.
Yes. Now, I have a question for you, and that has to do with, because you're in Canada. You and I met in Montreal at the Sexual Renaissance Festival, and so you live in Montreal, and is gay marriage recognized in Montreal?
Yeah.
Canada?
It's been already, I don't know how many years, but more than 10.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's been a while.
The United States is so backwards. It's I used to think we were really progressive when I used to travel in the world. This is when I was like in my 20s.
Uh-huh.
I would travel the world and think the United States was so progressive, but it seems like a dinosaur to me now. It takes so long.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I mean, other countries as well. It's been a few years.
Wow.
More than that, yeah. Hmm.
So before we get into the actual topic of shame, which is what you were presenting at the Montreal Sexual Renaissance, and I was so impressed when I went to your workshop, and I remember running up to you and going, we have to do this, we have to do a radio show.
Yes.
I want to know, how did you get into this? Give us a little background on how you studied and then decided this is what you were going to focus on all these people who were seem to be endangered species.
You mean how they decide to work specifically with this kind of clientele, the BDSM, poly?
Yes, and a little bit about you, you know, like a little bit about your background.
Yeah. So I started as a, what do you call, a general mainstream therapist, dealing with anything from self-worth, shyness, relationship issues, anything that, you know, people would look for to have more healthy and fulfilled lives. But then when I started going deeper into that, I decided that just doing that for the general public was not, you know, enough, and that I had to choose what would be my public, what would be my passion and my specialty. And around that time in my life, or even a bit before, I was reading marketing, and I learned something that stuck with me. You were a specialist on something, or on anything you had to overcome.
Ah.
So something that you had a hard time with, and you overcame, you become a specialist on. So that stuck with me. And I guess that's one of the reasons. There are a few reasons why I chose, you know, these specialties. But first, I felt I became a specialist just by dealing with myself in my personal life. Going from a mainstream type of relationship and going to something that was more open, you know?
Yeah.
So there was a big change, a big shift that I was only able to do it through a lot of reading, understanding, listening to podcasts, basically eating as much information as I could because it was hard.
And were you shy also?
I was shy when I was a child, yes.
Mm.
So that's why shame is a topic that speaks to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, it was one of the most painful emotions that I felt and that I still feel sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that I see a lot in my office as well, because when you're opening up about things that, you know, are difficult for you, necessarily there's some degree of shame attached to it. Because if you hide something about yourself, it's because you're not accepting that. And if you're not accepting, there's either guilt, shame, or something around those lines. So both from my own personal experience, life experience, and my personality, and what I see in front of me on my clients, this speaks a lot to me.
Very nice. I mean, thank you for saying that. I think that's a really great tip. So I just want to say it again so that people hear. And I mean, that could be the tip of the day, which is anything that you had to overcome, you become an expert in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people, if you're sitting there listening to this and you think you don't have anything to offer and you don't know what you could become an expert in, Bianca has just given you a key and a focus on what you could be looking at to become an expert in. And who knows, you could have your own practice possibly, or your own radio show, or what have you.
Yeah. Yeah, in any kind of area. Yeah.
So I guess I became a sex expert because I actually overcame my mother's objections to sex. That's what I
did. Right, yeah. And it was a tall order, I suppose.
I was so precocious as a child, and I was so curious about sex, and I was so outgoing, and I was so cute, you know, and flirty and whatever. And I remember my grandmother saying to my mother, she's going to get in trouble.
Uh-huh. Basically, you were, let's say, judged and repressed, not for being shy, but for being too outgoing and too flirty and too expansive.
Totally. I've been shamed in my life for power.
Yeah.
And especially I've been shamed as being female and having power.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up in an age before the women's movement. So it was before women were supposed to, you know, my mother told me never to, if I was bowling, let's say, if I went out on a date with a boy bowling, I was never supposed to beat him. He was supposed to be the one who wins.
Wow. Kind of messages, huh?
It's a
simple thing. It's a bowling game, but that tells so much about a way of seeing life and seeing gender and seeing, you know, personal power. Yeah.
Oh my God. Also, she told me, this is a beauty. You might have heard this one from me. She told me to, even if I was ready on time to go out, I have to make the boy wait a half an hour.
Oh, so he would value and.
Yes.
like a bride.
I would say, Mom, I'm ready. Yeah. But I'm ready. I want to go now. And she'd go, no, you have to wait upstairs.
Uh-huh.
So it was crazy. That time of growing up was really crazy. And then I was shamed for my power by powerful men. So it's only since, you should know this, since I joined the ISTA faculty, which is only a year, and uh-huh. joined my community, which has to do with immortality, that three or four or five very, very powerful men have said to me, bring it.
Mm.
Show me your power. So, yeah, so shame is, that's why I loved your topic so much, because I've been shamed for not the things you think of normally, you know, for whatever. It's for actually just who I am, for being too much.
That's right. And it's I guess that's what it is. We're ashamed about who we are. That's it, period. Whatever.
Exactly.
Fill the blank, whatever we are, we can feel shame about that. And that keeps us from achieving so much and to feeling so much ease and joy.
Exactly. It's hard. It's like a curse. It's mm-hmm. like shame is like a curse. So we're going to take a short break here, but when we come back, we're going to get right into it. I just want to ask people, while we're on break, would you please look internally, like self-reflect on what you have been shamed for in your life? Because when we come back, we're going to dive right into it. Bianca has some great questions for you to ask yourself. And she really knows how to work this subject. And that's exactly why she's my guest today. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Bianca Saya, who is a therapist who works as a kinky poly-aware therapist. And her mission is to help people understand and eventually make peace with those parts that they judge and they feel they have to hide. So if you're hiding anything, if you feel defensive, unworthy, ashamed, alone, and possibly stuck, this is the show for you. We're coming right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 10th to 17th, 2015. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. We're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, your host, and today we're covering the topic of shame. And I have a very special guest on today, Bianca Saya. I met her when she was doing a workshop on shame, and I loved it. So, Bianca, let's dive right in.
Yep.
What do people do? First of all, what should they be asking themselves, or what, how can they define this for themselves so that they, I mean, I'm sure they know if they're shamed, but dogs, it's easier for dogs because their tail goes underneath.
Uh-huh.
What do people do? How do people discover and distinguish that there's really an issue here?
Well, I think if there's anything that you feel like you have to hide, as you said, that's the first. Because shame brings us that feeling that we are not worthy and we are not good enough. And if they knew what I know about myself, they would for sure reject me. And they would for sure judge me and not love me and abandon me. So I guess the first point of start is, what are those secrets that you're keeping from other people, for example, and why? You can do that with any area of your life, but my topic and my workshop was on sexuality. So maybe people can start to look what kind of desires, needs, boundaries I'm keeping myself from saying, from expressing, from sharing, in fear of those things that I just mentioned before, you know, being judged, being ridiculed, being abandoned. So I guess that's a good starting point. Whatever mm-hmm. you're hiding, there's certainly some shame around it.
Mm-hmm. So when people go into hiding about that, it's my experience that when they're suppressing something, it comes out in the shadow or in a dark kind of a way. Is mm-hmm. that your experience as well?
Exactly, because there's no way an emotion can disappear.
Right.
The emotion that we feel, it's going somewhere. So it's if we suppress an emotion inside of ourselves, it's going to come out in so many different ways. But it's going to come out somehow, in the shadow, as you said. So it can maybe be somebody who's using too much porn, who's using other kinds of addiction, who is being aggressive, who is being aloof, who is being sleeping too much, not sleeping enough, you know, all kinds of manifestations.
Very good. I'm glad you gave us those examples because I wanted it to be obvious to people that something that they may be doing may be the side effect of something
yeah.
that they might be hiding that they're ashamed of.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I guess we all know more or less the weight when you have a secret or something important that you're afraid to share. It can feel like a weight even in the body. Mm-hmm. And once you do this type of, you know, expressing that to somebody who you trust, a friend, a therapist, a partner, it can actually feel like lifting a weight of your chest, of your shoulders. It's a physical feeling. So it's something very major, yeah.
There are not that many therapists, though, I want to say. I mean, I have to admit that I don't know too many therapists like you.
Okay, what do you mean?
I just don't know that many therapists who know anything and are that, I don't want to say it like that. I don't know too many therapists who specialize in the kind of population that you're talking about. I mean, it's only up until recently that therapists really got it that people who were gay or lesbian could not be converted, you know, into something else.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the past decade or two. So there are not that many people who are that open to also bisexual, transgender, queer people. There's a whole lot of new definitions of people who are not sexual at all. And not everyone, I mean, I know there was just an asex conference, which was about queer and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's the newest cutting edge in the world of therapy.
Yeah, and actually, one of the reasons I chose to work with this kind of people, actually, it was something that I experienced personally. Me, when I was on my path to going from monogamy to open relationships, I saw a psychologist. And this person who specialized in couples therapy, actually, she was trying to tell me and my partner why this would never work.
Mm.
And she had papers and she had data and she had, you know, all the information that quote-unquote proved that this cannot work. So we just came out of the office more confused than when we entered because there was so much not what we needed at that time, you know. And one of my missions was not to be that person, was to be that person that's welcoming, accepting, and letting people make their own choices, because I think so many choices can be done, and there's no right path. The right path is the path that's right for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're as diverse as human come. So that's why, you know, I'm one of the first ones, especially in Montreal. I'm one of the few ones, because there is even shame around that as being a therapist working with that.
Oh my God. I didn't consider that.
Because for me to decide to use that as my kind of specialty, I'm going to have people like you just did. So why did you get into this?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me, if I want to, if I choose to, I could say everything that I want, but because I'm honest and I'm true, or I try to be for the most of the time, that makes me in the spot, that puts me in the spot. And I guess not many people are, you know, willing to do that.
Well, yeah, it's true. And I guess, but when you made your choice, you probably knew this would happen. I mean, I don't know if you knew you'd be on a radio show or speaking at a conference, but...
Mm.
Eventually.
I made a choice knowing that eventually or soon I will have to speak up and without shame, without, you know, blocking anything.
That's it.
So it took me a while before I made that choice.
Yeah.
Not because of my clients, but because of myself.
Yeah. I'm so glad you did. I'm really so glad that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you talked in your workshop about some other things, like you talked about even things less confrontive than lifestyle choice. So you talked about people being ashamed of things like all of a sudden they meet someone and they didn't have on the right underpants.
Yeah.
Or they didn't shave their legs.
Uh-huh.
Is there a bunch of other things like that that I just remember that I remember kind of laughing to self and saying, yeah, I've felt like that before.
That's right, because it's not always the big things, you know. Sometimes, because you're in your period, you might feel ashamed. Ashamed even to tell your partner, actually, I cannot have sex with you, or I don't want to have sex with you because I'm on my period. You know, something so simple and so current, but I know what it feels from inside.
Mm-hmm.
And from seeing other people as well. And yeah, things around the body, as you said, the way we dress, the way we smell, the shape of our breasts, the shape of our belly, of our vulva, of the penis. There are many places where we can feel inadequate.
Yes, and it's so crazy that we do. I mean, it just, animals don't feel inadequate, you know? It's just amazing that human beings carry this around.
Or babies, like a baby, I like to give that example, you know, a baby is born, he's not afraid of crying, he's not afraid of his bodily functions, he's not afraid of being needy, he's not afraid of crying, anything.
And then?
And then society, parents, they teach us what is correct, what is not. They give us feedback based on, are we in line, are we doing the right things as they we should or not? And we're very sensitive as childs about our parents or caretakers' feedbacks and impressions on us.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to adapt our behavior to be in line. And we do that very early and very naturally.
Yes, and then all of this becomes a burden. All of this becomes something that we have to break through. All of this becomes something that we have to overcome. Little do our parents know. Because I don't think that they set out to do that. They just want to make us, I guess, fit in.
Fit in, yeah. Because if it's not them rejecting us, it's going to be society. So they try to, you know, help us through the process. But then we end up being shamed of things that are not shameful. And that's the thing. That's we can get lost.
Yes. I mean, I can remember my mother saying to me in high school or maybe in college, Lord, could you reduce your intensity?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Ma, I tried to put water on it, but the flames didn't go out.
Yes. And I'm so glad you could say that. I'm happy for you. You could actually, you know, feel that and say that.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
I couldn't possibly put out my flames. And I said to her, why don't you stop commenting on it? You know, why don't you leave me alone? Like, if you're not like me, that's okay. Basically, she was not only afraid of me, she was afraid for me.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but I couldn't do anything about it. It's just really the way I came out.
And I'm glad that naturally you had this understanding of yourself, which is not always the case, you know, because a parental rejection or the idea of a parental rejection, when you are a child, it's equal to It's like the most dangerous thing that can happen to you.
Mm.
So it's very hard to go against that for many people.
Yes, I can see that. And also depends on what number you are in the family and your ethnicity, mm-hmm, and all these things. I feel very blessed and lucky about that mm-hmm, I just didn't listen and I just,
yeah,
whatever I wanted. But
yeah.
I have a funny thing to tell you. I guess around 1996, I went to see an astrologer, which I hardly ever in my life have done, but this particular time I did. I was leaving my job at Landmark Education, and I didn't know what I was going to do next. And the astrologer, at some point during the conversation, said, your mother will never understand you. And I said, well, my mother died last year, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. And then he said, and if you could, you'd make sex into a religion. And I said, well, I'm taking my first Tantra course next week.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And that just set me on a whole nother trajectory, which was, you know, but I don't think I could have even been doing what I do now if my mother had still been alive. She would never have had it, and she would have tried to probably stop me,
mm-hmm,
for fear, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, for her fears. So I was very glad that I didn't start this path until after that. But
because then you're free, you're feeling more free to do so.
Of course, but it's still a shame that she couldn't enjoy her body and her knowledge and her power and her sexuality as much as I can. I still feel sad for that.
Yeah. And let's say you have both a natural tendency inside yourself to be free, and you had also good tools around you, good learning, good people that help you in the process, but not everybody's like that.
And well, that's where you come in.
Yeah, that's when I come in, and that's when people, you know, they have a choice on, do I want to keep living this way, or do I want to more? Do I want to feel actually free to say the things that are important to me, to express, to dance, to sing, to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a child does.
Yes.
Or like when you're drunk, you do, you know. Maybe it's a bad example, but we all know this feeling, maybe, that when we're feeling free to do as we please. And we can actually have that in a day-to-day life. It doesn't have to be just when you're a kid or when you're drunk or, you know.
Right, that's good. That's a really good point. What's the oldest client that you're seeing that you're helping to free, and what's the youngest?
I guess oldest would be 50-something and youngest 30 years old.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, it would be so great if parents brought their kids to you. I mean, really, I'm just saying that and we'll talk about in the next segment how people would get in touch with you, because if you're a parent and you're listening to this show and your kid is having gender issues or your child is already precocious.
I think I should stop you there because I don't work with kids.
Oh, you don't? Actually,
I don't. I work with adults only. Yeah.
Sorry. Maybe you could be the mentor to somebody who has a passion to work with children. Because, I mean, I work with teenagers. I work with, like, 12 to 17-year-olds just on basic sexuality. Because I know their parents don't want to talk to them about the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
But the subjects we're talking about are so much more than the birds and the bees, you know. It shapes your whole reality.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if somebody needs coaching and proper tools to be dealt with, it's children with gender issues, that's for sure, because that's a very confusing place to be.
Yeah, and maybe even some parents could call you just for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They might need help. And not shaming their children, so.
Yeah, and maybe dealing with their own feelings of shame with having a kid like that.
Yeah. So
that's a good starting point.
Yes. Well, we're going to take another break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how people can get in touch with you and what you're up to next. If you just tuned in, again, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm your host. And I'm having a great conversation today with Bianca Saya. And seriously, anyone listening to the show, there must be a place where you're hiding something. I assert that you are. And I would love for you to be able to come out of the closet with it and get free. And that's what we're talking about. And Bianca will give us a couple of tips. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Wow, sex magic. Laurie Handler's sex magic.
The workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to let go.
That's pretty good.
That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex miracle.
That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with. And there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself, so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next Sex Magic course is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. In Phoenix, Arizona.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Erotikos Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate Dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate, and you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends, and I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers. So your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com.
Okay, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Bianca Saya today, and she's an extraordinary therapist who works with people who are not in the normal, say, stream of things, and yet I hate the word normal. I'm so thrilled that there's so much diversity. She works with people who practice BDSM. She practices with fetishists, polyamorists, and also people who are homosexual, bisexual, transgender, and queer, who define themselves as that, or who have trouble defining themselves as that because they have shame. So Bianca is a specialist in breaking through shame. This is exciting to me. This is just very exciting to me that there's somebody who's dealing with this. And really, you're in the minority. So that's why I want people to know who you are and get in touch with you. So can you give a tip? Can you give any kind of a tip for people before we say how, in fact, to get in touch with you? Is there any tip that people can, just in case they can't get in touch with you?
A tip you mean by to work with those issues?
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I can say about shame is that, you know, the less you talk about it, the more you got it. That's something you should know. So if you think that hiding something and not being in touch with something is going to make it disappear, I have bad news. That's not the case. So another thing I want to say is that, you know, shame, imagine like a plant that needs three things to grow. Like the sun, like the water, shame needs secrecy, silence, and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you keep inside the closet, silencing yourself and judging yourself for it, it's going to be hard for you to break free from shame and to feel open and happy and fulfilled as much as you can be. And also, you know, we're only liberated as our secrets are. And the more secrets we have, the more shame we have.
Mm.
So basically what I'm saying is it's hard to speak up. There's a, you know, fight or flight response or a freeze response that might arrive when we are about to say things that, you know, we have been hiding. And that's natural. Just so know that. Know that that's normal. Sometimes, you know, when I have something important to say that I have been hiding, it's almost like there's a physical block in my throat that keeps me from going, you know, over that edge. But I know that now. And I know that's, you know, something to be expected. So when I see it, I recognize it and I make a choice to go beyond that.
Mm.
And I mean, I think the best tip I can give is start small with people you trust. Either friends, you know, somebody who you know that's not going to be giving you advice or telling you what to do, but somebody who's there just to listen to you and make a request of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have somebody like that on your side, or if you want to go, you know, really deep and have a place for yourself, therapy is a very good place to work on those issues.
And you have to find somebody who can work with you on those issues, because not all therapists can.
Yeah, so especially when you're dealing with more delicate issues, such as those that I work with, I feel it can be damaging to go, you know, something that it's already a part of you that you have a hard time with, and your therapist also has a hard time with.
Yes.
Or they want to treat, or they want to heal, or if they think it's something that, you know, to be fixed. As gay people had that done to them once.
Yes, you know? Exactly. That's
very harming. Harmful, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm such a champion for you, because I don't know that many who deal with the issues that you're dealing with and who have come so out so authentically and dealt with their shame. And I you know, too, I had that experience in therapy where my therapists were afraid of my anger, which is the uh-huh. thing I had, and power. And so they did try to fix me and shame me and whatever, and so
just reproducing things that you already receiving from.
Exactly. I didn't feel any better. I never felt any better. When I found Tantra, I was totally liberated. Only I found Tantra at around 49, 50.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love people to find this much sooner than that and have a life that's so free of angst.
I know, and no, what breaks my heart, it's seeing people that started on therapy with me, and they start understanding themselves, getting better, getting, you know, more free, and they go like, oh my God, so much wasted life by being stuck inside myself.
Yes.
How much more I could have done and be if I knew the things that I know now, you know?
Yes, I totally get that.
I feel for them as well.
Well, how do people get in touch with you, and what's the best way to, are you open to doing Skype sessions with people
Absolutely.
If they're long distance?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm open to the Skype, yes. So I have a website, which currently it's only in French. You know, I live in Montreal, which is a mostly Francophone city, and that's how my website is on right now. But I can give the address, my email.
Say the website, and then if someone doesn't speak French, some people who are listening may speak French. So mm-hmm. say the website, and then say how people can email you. Someone will email you if they'd like to set up a Skype session to explore with you.
All right. So I guess the easiest one would be giving my website, which is Therapeute Montreal. I'm trying to say that in English because it's in French, but I'm going to spell it for you.
It's yes.
So www.therapeute, so that's therapeutemontreal.com.
Okay, good. And then your email.
And if you click on contact on that website, it's right in front, you go to an email form.
Okay, wonderful. So if you're out there and you're listening to the show, one, if you're in any of those categories, first of all, homosexual, bisexual, transgender, queer, that's what you consider yourself, BDSM, fetish, or you're not any of those things, but you feel defensive, unworthy, ashamed, alone, and stuck, you might want to get in touch with Bianca.
And yeah. Also, can I just add one thing?
Yeah.
I really like working as well. It's another specialty that I have beyond the lifestyle on sexuality is good girl, good guy syndrome. You know, the people pleasers.
Yes.
The people that try to do anything to be loved and accepted.
Yes.
And, you know, hide their own dreams and their wishes and their own opinions. That's also something I really like to work with.
We have to do a show on that. I love
yeah.
that. That's great. So, and the other thing is, also, if you're listening and you're somebody who, you're not any of those, you've already broken through hiding things, feeling ashamed and stuck, but you know somebody who's still there, somebody who's also, maybe somebody who wants to become poly and they're monogamous, that's another reason that you might want to get in touch with Bianca, and you know someone who has those things. This is a great thing to do. You could get them in touch with her. So, Bianca, thank you so much for being my guest today.
My greatest pleasure, Lori.
Great. It was very eye-opening. And, yes, I'm so glad I met you. I'm so glad I met you, and I'm so glad you did the subject that you did. It's very powerful, very needed, and very necessary in our time.
Well, I'm honored to have been your guest, to have met you as well, and to have clicked with you, and hopefully looking forward to other sharing experiences we might have around sexuality and happiness, because I guess that's, you know, the things you love the most in life, right?
Yeah, and then I definitely want to do something about good guy, good girl, so we'll talk about that in the future.
Yes, all right.
We're going to take another really short break right here, and when we come back, I have a surprise guest.
Right now, I am so excited to share with you that the next ISTA SSSEX training is coming to Phoenix, Arizona, November 8th to the 15th. That stands for Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience. And here's what it's about. Love is your birthright. You don't need to earn it or prove yourself. You just need to live it. If you're ready to radically enliven your sexuality and dive deep into the heart of your wild, erotic nature, then join us. Through a beautiful synthesis of neurological rewiring, ancient tantric practice, and shamanism, we will activate the powerful life force that's dwelling in your body. I'll be co-facilitating with two others, Crystal Dawn Morris from Sedona, and Frank Mondose from Montreal, and I am so excited to be co-teaching with them again. They are two amazing facilitators. Here's what you can be assured of. You'll claim your erotic birthright to passion and pleasure. You'll release fear, guilt, and shame around your sexuality, and you'll learn incredible tools and information that will enable you to use creative energy for regeneration, manifestation, and spiritual transformation. The course is open to all who are called, and your experience previously is not required. So it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or if you're an experienced tantrika, we would love to have any of you because this course is a hell of a course. It's amazing no matter what level you're on. Also, you don't have to come as a couple, and we don't care about your sexual preference or gender identification. None of it is important. Just come. For more information, go to www.istasex.com. That's istasssex.com. Do it now.
Well, we're back for this segment, and in this segment, I'm really excited. I have my guest, Robin Friedman, and Robin is a woman who's a creative designer, and what she does is she creates art for the body in the form of gold and silver tattoos. And I'm really excited about it because I plan to take some of these tattoos with me to hedonism this year. So I wanted to tell you about it, and I wanted actually Robin to tell you about it. So here we are. Robin, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. So tell me a little bit about it. How did you get started in making body tattoos? And first of all, how did you get started?
Well, it started just a little under a year ago. My ex-boyfriend of 19 years came home one day and said, do you feel like drawing? And he had saw something overseas regarding doing jewelry tattoos, and I was like, sure. And as we started the process, we started out with two designs, and I kind of just kept drawing and getting more creative and adding on so that men and women could wear these jewelry tattoos year-round. What's happened since we created the first two designs, we've now grown to six designs, and we are selling them to hotel boutiques and surfers and people that are artists, both that wear tattoos and don't wear tattoos. So it's really becoming more of a whole art form, especially out here in the Hamptons and Long Island, where the people that are wearing it are just creating these incredible murals on their bodies with the tattoos.
So is the idea behind these tattoos that people, when they go to the beach or they go swimming, they go in the ocean or they go in the pool, they're not wanting to lose their good jewelry in the ocean? So
right.
this is a way for them to feel like they have on silver or gold, and they're not at the risk of losing great things, because certainly I've lost jewelry at the beach.
Correct. Well, what happened with this is they are waterproof and they do stay on up to 2 weeks. They are easily removed with a little baby oil or nail polish remover. You can swim in them, but the idea of these is to not feel all that heavy, bulky jewelry on constantly. It's great to travel with because you don't have to pack it. You don't have to worry about putting it in the safe. And the way I drew these, they're actually 2 and 3D. So unless someone is right on top of you, they don't realize it's a tattoo until they literally touch your arm and say, oh, my God, it's a tattoo. I studied art for many years. So every design is very intricate, and when you really look at the tattoos close up and once they're applied, the quality is unsurpassed. We've been written up as being one of the best tattoo design jewelry out there, and it is. It's a great piece of art for the body. The way the designs are, they literally will contour to anyone's curve. I kept testing and testing and testing so that each design, whether you're putting it on your ankle, on your chest, you could pretty much wear it on any body part, except for we highly recommend staying within an inch of your eye. Don't do anything near your eye. That's the only place that...
I thought you were going to say stay an inch away from your genitals. We're on the Sex and Happiness show, so I had to go there.
Right.
Sorry.
No, and you know what? We are placing our tattoos in some nudist resorts, which is really exciting because we'd love to see these on everybody, and we know that it's not only a beautiful product on, it's also very artistic, and it's also a great way for people to feel confident and not so naked if they don't feel comfortable. But the other thing, that I had surgery on my stomach, and I've always been conscious of the scar, and I actually, even though I do go out and I show it, I've actually started wearing the tattoos over the scar, and it just gives me a whole different outlook. And if someone has skin cancer, it's also good. You cover it up, because a lot of times the scars are very significant, and it works great. And then just put some sunblock over the tattoo, and you're set to go.
Oh, that's great. I was going to ask you if the sunblock interfered with the tattoo and rubbed it off, but you just answered my question. So
we tried about 15 sunblocks, and they all have not affected the tattoo whatsoever.
That's fabulous news. So my question has to do with something you said about it looking like real jewelry. So it sounds like this can be a great conversation piece when people mm-hmm. actually are going to the beach, they are going to a Caribbean resort or a nudist resort. Something that could be an icebreaker in terms of talking to other people is, oh my goodness, I thought that was a gold chain. And it's really,
absolutely.
too.
Yeah, we live on Long Island, and we have a lot of events that we started doing out in the Hamptons and Montauk, and we have been at some exclusive hotels where I'd say very, very high income people go there. And what's happened is I'll walk in and I'll be tattooed up, and women with jewelry galore on them will come over and they'll be like, I want you to put them on me. So now the joke is that it actually happened last week. We were at a resort called Gurney's, and this woman had on, and I recognized it, it was Van Cleef Arpels rings and bracelet, and I actually put our tattoos next to her jewelry, which you'll see on our website, and it looked magnificent. So it's not only something you wear without jewelry, you could combine it with jewelry. What the collection has done is I'm very into making people feel good. That was one of the reasons why we started this, and giving inspiration. And the whole line has little inspirational quotes within the packaging so that people can feel better about themselves, can go out and wear this jewelry and know that maybe it's kind of sacred, something about it, on it. It's an attraction, and it keeps bad vibes off.
That's great. I'm all for that. Well, tell us your website and how people can find you and get in touch with you, other than the fact that I'm probably going to be carrying these as well. So tell us your website, Robin.
The website is www.everdreamtattoos.com, and the name signifies Ever Dreams Come True. We're very into Course in Miracles, which is wear the tattoo and watch a miracle happen. So that's where you could get it. And they could also could go on our Facebook page, which is Ever Dream Tattoos. We're also on Instagram, where you could reach us at Grand, G-R-A-N-D, Blue, B-L-E-U, 72, Ever Dream. And, of course, on Twitter at Everdream Tattoos.
Fabulous. Robin Friedman, thank you so much for being my guest today on Sex and Happiness.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, tune in next time when I'll have another amazing guest talking to you about your sex and your happiness and how they go together. Actually, I can't imagine them being separated. And another way for you to grow. This is Laurie Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.